Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning on this Friday Eve as the weekend is afoot. And joining me in studio from the Coffeyville Historical Society is Amy Dollar. Good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kyle. I'm doing really good. Chris could not be here today, okay. So she wanted to say hello to everyone and said she will be back next time.
All right. So coming up, of course, this weekend, starting this weekend, Christmas on the Plaza. Going to be a lot of fun. We get it started with the parade tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be in the parade. So wave extra big at KGGF. Don't throw stuff. I think that the Christmas on the Plaza starts the night of the parade. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Dalton Defender Museum and Coffeyville History Museum will be open and their gift shop will be open. So the times that the Christmas on the Plaza is open, the museum and gift shop will also be open. My dad was down there. My dad volunteers. But my daughter was down there yesterday with my dad, and she came home with all kinds of fun little gifts for her friends at school and gifts for herself, of course.
Right.
And, it's really, when you're shopping local, you can say that same old rhetoric, but really it is a uniqueness of buying something at the museum gift shop that we really are looking at. But back to the candlelight tours, the Brown Mansion, the candlelight tours have become a tradition for the Coffeyville season, of the Christmas season in Coffeyville. My shirt's hot. it's something that a lot of people here in town or in the area, they like to do it every year. So it's something you can see once, but you can come back every year and see it, and it's always different.
And you may see something different that you didn't notice the first time.
Absolutely. And there's over 120 beautifully decorated Christmas trees located on the first, second, and third floor. And it is really a must-see.
See, I didn't know there was a third floor. I thought it was just a two-story building. I did not know there was a third floor.
There's the ballroom up there.
Ah, okay.
And actually, there's a basement as well, but we don't decorate it.
Yeah, the basement. That could be interesting, though, for Halloween, though.
Well, just an everyday tour. It is a highlight. A lot of people really like it. You get to see tools and washing things from the past, and it is a full basement. I mean, it's as big, almost as big as the house.
Oh, man, that's
very, very, very cool. But yes, the ballroom is gorgeous at Christmas time, full of trees, lit up. It's got this long, wood floor, and it's gorgeous. There's these little smoking rooms. Mm-hmm. Like little alcoves, and people decorate them. There's usually a nativity in there, and it is very nice. But so the Brown Mansion will be holding the candlelight tours on December 12th, 13th, 16th, 19th, 20th, 23rd, and 26th. We also have these on multiple websites.
Okay. Now, see, the one thing I get confused, is it candlelit tours or candlelight tours? I've heard both.
Well, I don't know. Chris's notes say candlelight tours.
Okay, so we'll go with that.
Candlelit tours are, it's lit by candles. Yeah. We have and then the Christmas lights and the low lighting.
I think either's acceptable. It doesn't matter.
That's
a great
poll
tour.
Question for today, right?
Yeah, so is it candlelight? Yeah, there we go. That's the poll question. Is it candlelight tours or candlelit tours? Let us know.
But we'll be open on the 26th this year. So if you're looking for something the day after Christmas to do, that is something might catch the Christmas lights one more time. The candlelight tours would probably be good for that. This year is different. Well, we are open from 5:30 to 8:30 on all those nights, but this year tickets are limited. So with the COVID and all that, we're trying to keep social distance, and we're making a limited number of people can come in every night. So only 50 people can come in each hour, and visitors must have a pre-purchased ticket. So you can purchase it online, or you can go down to the chamber and see the nice ladies down there, and they'll be happy to help you. But you have to have a ticket to get into the candlelight tours this year.
All right, so be sure to get that ticket. And you can get it, like you say, you can get it online. You can go down to the chamber and get them over there as well. So a couple of places there for you. They'll help you get them online as well down there at the chamber. So, again, a couple of ways to get tickets. And, again, where you have to, if you go in, you got to have masks and
also
social distancing as well, just to kind of keep everybody safe and still have a great time there, though, with the candlelight tours.
Yeah. And then on the same nights, except for December 26th, downtown Coffeeville and Coffeeville Reawakening will be sponsoring Christmas activities downtown for the evening, the Christmas on the Plaza we were talking about. And they will have pop-up shops in the Reawakening building on 9th Street. Various activities on the plaza, and like I mentioned earlier, our Dalton Defenders and Coffeeville History Museum will be open from 5:30 to 8 p.m. each of those nights.
And the tree is up right now.
It's
got to
so
see
pretty.
Picture of it. It is beautiful.
I was excited when I saw it the other night. I said, oh, look, Nick, the tree's lit.
Yeah, and
he rolled his eyes at me, but I was excited.
And of course, the little snowflakes on the street lamps as well. The brand new lights, from what I understand, according to Candy Westbrook. So it just it absolutely looks beautiful in
it
downtown
does.
Right now.
It's very neat. That's one of the, it's charming. It's
yes.
one of the nice things about living in a downtown, you know?
Exactly.
When I grew up, I lived in Kremlin. We didn't have a downtown, so I could eat it and look at their downtown. So it's nice to live in my own downtown and get to see it.
Exactly.
But we, you know, there will be some really good last minute stocking stuffer items in the gift shop, and then we'll let people come through the museum. The Historical Society also wants to give a big thank you to everyone who donated on Match Day in November. Match Day is a pretty big deal around
right.
here. Match Day.
and the cool thing was there was more money donated this year than last year, which you thought it would be the other way around. But people in Coffeeville and around the area stepped up.
They did. So a big thank you to everyone and everyone who donated in November. Over $6,500 was donated to the Historical Society. Oh, yay!
Yeah,
we're very grateful for the contributions. Thank you all very much.
So again, great things. The Southeast Kansas, particularly Coffeeville and Independent, and that all around, we appreciate everybody who donated to that.
We do. Thank you very much. And in other news, we have a new awning over the gift shop door at the Brown Mansion. It matches the roof color of burgundy and looks fantastic.
Nice.
Thank you to Hayes Awning and Dewey for doing such a great job.
All right.
And then we also had another chimney redone at the mansion as well. It was finished in late October. So many thanks to Jay Stewart for all of his hard work on the chimney. I go out there and see it and see is the scaffolding and all the stuff up there. So yeah, it's very, very much a thank you to him for all that work. We are really looking forward to this holiday season, and we hope that even with COVID, we will have visitors come to both the Brown Mansion and the Dalton Museum. We're taking precautions. We're trying to keep everything clean and sanitized. And the thing is, the number one rule at museums are don't touch.
Right, don't touch.
So if visitors
especially
that rule,
now, you don't want to touch the candle because that could burn a little bit.
Yeah, so if visitors follow that, or you could break something. Could you
yes.
imagine? That's a nightmare. If we follow the rule of not touching things and we wear a mask, we should still be able to all come out and enjoy everything we have to offer.
All right, Amy. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, talking about what's going on at the Dalton Museum and the Brown Mansion. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll have some news coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.